Territorial sovereignty has two components: the exercise of control and the legal ownership. Here we can see that both of these components were held by the Qing dynasty. Here we can see that both of these components were held by Japan from 1895 until October 25th, 1945. The surrender ceremonies conducted on behalf of the Allies were completed on this date. However, the ensuing military occupation of Taiwan is conducted on behalf of the conqueror. October 25th, 1945 was the date of the Japanese surrender ceremonies in Taiwan. Although the surrender ceremonies were held on behalf of the Allies, the ensuing military occupation of Taiwan is held on behalf of the legal occupier. The ROC is serving in the role of proxy occupying forces. As we can see from this analysis, the often heard statement that China became a divided country as a result of the Chinese Civil War of the late 1940s is false. The Taiwan question is an issue left over from World War II in the Pacific. On the date of the surrender ceremonies in Taiwan, the ROC was indeed recognized as the sole legal government of China. In December 1949, the ROC moved its central government to occupied Taiwan outside of China's national territory. As the conqueror of Taiwan territory during the World War II period, the United States retains the status of principal occupying power. In other words, the United States is the legal occupier. Being under military occupation of the United States, Taiwan remains as foreign territory. Although surprising to many people, Taiwan may best be described as foreign territory under the jurisdiction of the United States. Indeed, the Taiwan Relations Act treats Taiwan as foreign territory. Examining the post-war SFPT, we see that Japan ceded Taiwan territory, but no receiving country was designated. Hence, the legal ownership component of Taiwan's territorial sovereignty is undetermined. The ROC's legal status in Taiwan remains as proxy occupying forces. The United States remains as the principal occupying power, and this status is confirmed in the SFPT. As stated previously, the United States is the conqueror and therefore the legal occupier. With no further disposition of Taiwan territory in the SFPT, it is entirely fitting and proper that the U.S. flag should be flying over Taiwan. On January 1, 1979, the United States broke diplomatic relations with the ROC. The ROC's fundamental status in Taiwan remains as proxy occupying forces. To put this another way, military occupation is conducted under military government, and military government continues until legally supplanted. Therefore, when the military government of the legal occupier has been supplanted by a recognized civil government for the area, the military occupation ends. The U.S. president has never announced the end of this USMG jurisdiction over Taiwan. Our conclusion must be that in the present day, Taiwan remains as occupied territory of the United States.